It's called the unsearchable riches of Christ. Does that sound good to anyone? The unsearchable riches of Christ. In Ephesians 3:8, here's where the Apostle Paul discovered. He said that grace was given to me that I should preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. He said, grace was given to me. What's grace? Totally free, undeserved favor. You see, the Apostle Paul, he had risen to the very top of religious power. Is that right? He was a Hebrew of the Hebrew. He was a Pharisee. He said, with regard to righteousness that comes from the law, he said, I'm blameless. He said, I've come to the very, very top that you could come to, but he could not receive the unsearchable riches of Christ from that position. No earthly power, no earthly power could take him into the unsearchable riches of Christ. He said it was grace that brought me in there. Grace, free favor that brought me in there, into the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, we can take tremendous encouragement from that today, brothers and sisters, because the same grace wants to take you, wants to take me into the unsearchable riches of Christ. Is it wonderful? Praise God. We're going to discover a little bit by His grace. Just ask the Holy Spirit. You see, we can read about things, we can hear about things, but it's the day comes when this becomes totally real to you. It becomes your world. It becomes your whole life. He becomes your whole life. This is the place that the grace would take us to. Is it wonderful? Praise God. The unsearchable riches of Christ, because man's power can't search out the riches of Christ. The natural man, the scripture says, cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. We can only receive the unsearchable riches of Christ by His grace through the Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. It's also unsearchable because you're never going to be able to get to the end of it. Not in all eternity will you ever be able to come to the end of all the riches of Christ. Somebody said one time, it's like standing on the edge of a vast ocean that you can't see the end of, and you're never ever going to see the end of it. There is so much in the unsearchable riches of Christ. And so the grace was given to me that I should preach. The grace is given to us that we might come into the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. Amen. So, grace, free gift. God has graced us to see you, Lord, and to receive with you the wealth of all the riches of you. See, all the wealth is in Christ. All the riches is in Christ. Praise God. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Lord. With Christ, you and I are immensely rich. We are rich beyond all riches in Christ. Wealthy beyond all wealth. The scripture says in one place, let the one who thinks that they're wealthy, that they're well off, let him say he's poor. And in need of the immense riches of Christ. And let the one who's poor materially say, Lord, I'm rich, wealthy beyond all wealth in the riches of Christ, which we look at by His grace here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Without Christ, Jesus says you are poor, wretched, and naked. Without Him. The riches is only in Him. Now, what we'll see by God's grace here this morning, this wealth, this riches of Christ does not come from the earth. None of it comes from the earth. We're going to see what a blessing that is and what a help that is to us as we go on. So the wealth, the riches of Christ does not come from the earth. You, believer in Christ, have been raised above all the power of this world. You're in a position in Christ. He is far above all principality and power. He's above all the power of this earth. And you, by living in Him, can live totally free from every power that operates in this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are raised into this position by God Himself, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly places in all the unsearchable riches of Christ. I mean, we heard at the beginning of the meeting, this is the place you make your home. Oh, this is the place you have your place that you sit, and this is the familiar place that you live in, was what we heard at the very beginning of the meeting. So the true believer is not receiving their life from this world. It's very, very important for us to see this. The true believer is not receiving their life from this world. They draw their life from heaven and from the unsearchable riches of Christ. The true believer has whole reservoirs of wealth that they can receive and draw to their lives from Christ through faith. Glory to God. This is the wonderful life that we have in Christ. So we're going to examine some of the riches of Christ freely given to us. Ephesians 1, verse 2. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that greeting is at the head of every letter. Grace, favor upon you, blessing upon you, and so much blessing upon you, free favor, free grace from God, leads you into total peace. You're at complete rest. You come to the completeness of the rest of Christ. As you receive from Him, this is the place that we get. This is a greeting of God. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reason we bless Him is because He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. That's why the praise pours out of us, because we say, Lord, You've poured everything to me in divine favor, in divine grace, and I pour my blessing back to You, my appreciation of You, my thanks to You. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now, this is wonderful. Has blessed us, because one of the meanings of blessing here is speaking out everything good. So God the Father, He has blessed us. He has spoken out every blessing. He's spoken out everything good over us, His people. What happens when He speaks? Has to happen. He said, light be. And light, there was light. He says, blessing over all my people, be. The blessing's all given, all established, all coming pouring from the Father through the immense riches of Christ. It's like a vast river will never stop. It'll never stop. You see, as you and I start to see ourselves where God declares us to be, you live totally free. Unshackled from the things of this world. So God the Father has blessed us. He's spoken all the good things over us with every spiritual blessing. What's that? That's every blessing that can ever come to you through the Holy Spirit. Every blessing, all the fruit of the Holy Spirit has been spoken over you. You've been blessed with it already. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit that would be required for your life. everything, every spiritual blessing, every anointing of the Holy Spirit, all spoken out by the Father and freely given. The whole Christian life is receiving. It's receiving what's already done, already provided, living in the immense good of it, and spending your life praising and thanking God for what He's done. That's the Christian life. Amen. Where is every spiritual blessing of the Holy Spirit? It's in Christ. In the heavenly places in Christ. I mean, you can think of that scripture this way, that in Christ are immense areas of heavenly blessing. Immense, whatever area of Christ you look to, it's a heavenly blessing, every part of Him, every part of His being. So it's all in Christ. Every blessing of the Father is in one place and one place only, Christ Jesus. One place only. The Holy Spirit only works out from Christ. You cannot have the Holy Spirit doing things for you separately from Christ. Totally false. Jesus said, drink from me. And in drinking from me, out from your belly will flow streams of living water. And by that he meant the Holy Spirit. Christ is the total source of everything. He's the total source of every spiritual blessing. It's His immense riches, His immense wealth. Glory to God. Christ, here's what we want to see here this morning, is not of this world. He's not of this world. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. And he says, praying for us in John 17, 14, neither are they who are his of this world. So what he says is, we are not of this world. They're speaking to those who are in Christ now. Not of this world. I'm in this world. I'm not of this world. I'm not living off this world. My life does not come from this world. My life comes from outside this world. It comes from Christ, seated in heavenly places. Glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. We live our life from heavenly places in Christ, from the unsearchable riches of all who He is. Praise God. Praise God. Any spiritual blessing you're looking to see operate in your life is in Christ. Is in Christ, in relationship with Him. I've made a note here. Look no further. No, 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 look no further. You have it all in Christ. You see, John was mentioning about about work and employment, things like that. And one man said to me, he said, I'm up on the internet all night, most of the night, most of the day. CVs, different things, looking for employment. I said, what about Christ? I said, what about Christ? I said, you need to be spending more time with Him than on the internet. It says, a day in His presence is worth 1,000 days on the internet. He can steer you simply, easily, with one line instruction. What to do if you'll stay close to Him. When I was looking to get sorted out which way to go in ministry, there were two big Bible weeks in those days. There was one in Plumpton, there's one up in the north of England. And I said, which Lord? He said, the one in the south. That opened the door. Just one sentence. That just opened the door into 6 months later, established into what God wanted me to be doing. Just one word from Him sorts it all out. He's not holding back wisdom. He says, anyone looking for wisdom, he says, I'll freely give you the wisdom and I won't find any fault with you either. Praise God. It's wonderful. Amen. Glory to God. Here are some of the unsearchable riches of Christ, of the spiritual blessings in Christ. The love of Christ, the peace of Christ, the joy of Christ, the patience of Christ, the kindness of Christ, the goodness of Christ, the faithfulness of Christ, the gentleness of Christ, the self-control of Christ. You see, the whole world is looking for these things. They're looking for the love. They're looking for the joy. They're looking for the peace. Problem is, they're looking in the wrong place. They're looking from this world to try and receive all of that. Lord of mercy, never going to happen. None of these spiritual blessings, none of these beautiful fruit are from the earth. They are from heaven, graced to us in Christ. Is it wonderful? Praise you, Jesus. I mean, we're just going to have a look at this world. If you were going to make it your source, we'll just have a look at a few things. How is this world doing in the area of love, joy, and peace at the moment? You see, the love in this world, I really love you. At the back of it is selfishness. It doesn't take long before the one who said they loved you, you start to see some of the selfishness. You're never going to find the perfect love in this world. I mean, the system here is get to here in a moment. Yes, if this relationship doesn't meet my every need, no problem, because I'll ditch it for another. That's the system of this world. You see, because they go in expecting to receive all the love, and it's never going to come. Particularly if both people are not born again, are not in Christ. I mean, Lord, have mercy. I was looking at a photograph on the paper of a rock star who was on his third wife. I want to see the state of him. Dear Lord, I mean, he looked like a walking skeleton. That's how much blessing he was receiving out of the love that comes from the world. Looked as if he'd drop on the spot. Your needs, brothers and sisters, will never be met perfectly through another person. Only through the one perfect love of Jesus Christ will every need be met perfectly, lastingly, and forever. I mean, see, we can ask ourselves a question here. We can say, anyone here capable of completely and perfectly meeting the needs of another person? Anyone here? Well, see, that gives us an idea. That gives us an idea of what there is in the world. Drawing from the riches of Christ's immense love for you, it frees you out from dependency on the love of another person. I mean, we've said before, if you're married, give your married partner a break from expecting them to come up with what you need. Never going to do it. It will just end up in frustration and arguments. But to draw on the perfect love of Christ. Wow. The perfect love of Christ is the answer. Because not only now are you filled with his perfect and complete love that makes you a complete man, from the reservoirs that you now have from Christ, you are now able to love with the love of Christ. the people who are around you. You're in a totally changed position. You're not looking any longer for what you can receive. You're looking now from what you can give from the overflow of the satisfying love of Christ that you have in you. Wonderful. Now the people around you are starting to receive Christ. His wonderful love. That's what they're starting to receive if you're drawing from the love of Christ. How's the world doing in the area of joy? If you and I are going to get our joy there from the earth, how are they all doing? Have you had a few? That's right. Seen a few faces? Just have a look at a few faces. Walking downtown, see how we're doing on the joy level. Praise God. It looks for the joy in the material things. That's the problem. In the latest car, clothes, holiday, relationship, or fame. I want to be famous. I was reading about a football star the other day. It was on the news about him. And he had everything. Millions, countless millions. He could go anywhere. He could buy anything. He could go for buy anything, have anything, do anything he wanted, have houses here, there, and everywhere. Do you know where he is? A rehabilitation clinic in America to recover over from alcoholism. You see, you just have to look at the ones who have everything and you see that they have nothing. They have absolutely nothing. I mean, there was one couple, wasn't there, in the news, and they're the wealthiest couple here in the UK. I think they invented the Tetra Pak or something like that for immense wealth. What was the story there? Drugs, death, one of them died. Awful. See, how quickly do new things lose their appeal? I mean, you see it with children very, very quickly, don't you? Give them the new toy and yee, and they're all with the new toy. After a short period of time, it's just ditched one side. See, the world can't do it. See, the joy is the joy that comes out of Christ. The joy that comes from the relationship with Him. Is what's so wonderful. Praise God. In John 17 and 13, Jesus said, "But now I come to you, Father, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." My joy fulfilled in themselves. He sees you fulfilled, fulfilled, fulfilled in His joy. It's not from this earth. You cannot receive this from the earth. You cannot receive it with a new anything, pad, phone. You can't receive it that way. It only comes permanently, lastingly, powerfully from Christ. His joy. In 1 Peter 1:8, it says, "Though you do not see Him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Joy unspeakable. You can't even begin to describe the levels of joy that resonates right through your whole being coming from Christ Himself. The flow of the joy is eternal. It's eternal. It never stops. The flow never stops. The filling never stops. It's pouring from Christ who's in you. It's the joy of this everlasting relationship that we have with Him. See, the only reason any of us aren't there with this is that you haven't known it yet. You haven't yet known Christ. You've started. But no, it's the knowing. It's the knowing Him. It's the in the relationship with Him. He gives you a delight in the smallest of things. You see, He gives you everything on the earth for your enjoyment. The scripture tells us that. He gives you the house and the set of wheels and a meal on the table. He gives you all that. But the joy comes from him. The joy comes from him because you're in thanksgiving to him for all that you're receiving. And so the joy of the relationship is strengthened. Praise God. How's the world doing with regard to peace? You see, worldly peace depends on nothing around to cause me upset of any kind. Are we on a total loser there before we start? So worldly peace depends on nothing around to cause me any upset, disturbance, delay, or anything inconvenient of any kind. It depends on the absence of all trouble. That's why it's impossible to find from the earth. And so Christ himself is my peace. One of the old saints, he said, my heart will never come to rest until it comes to rest in thee. Until I say, Lord, I'm prepared to just drop everything, leave everything, and come and receive you, Jesus. Then you start to move into this wonderful, wonderful peace. See, you and I, Iris brought this at the beginning of the meeting. You and I in Christ can live in circumstances that are sometimes stressful, displeasing, not to your taste, and be in perfect peace. Perfect peace. None of it suits you. None of it's pleasing to you. None of it's agreeable to you. But you're living not from those things. This is the whole thing. You see, the world lives off the world. And our lesson here today is we're not living off the world. We're not living off the circumstances. We're not living off these things that are distasteful to me. We're not living off these things that are displeasing to me, inconvenient to me. We're not living from there. We're living from him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. The circumstances, the situations, the stresses, the disagreeable things are from this earth. But the answers to them don't come from this earth. The answer is in Christ. Ephesians 1 and verse 4, just finishing. He chose us in him. Oh no, that's where he chose us to be. He chose us in him. He chose us in Christ. That's where he has chosen your place, my place. He's chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. He saw us in Christ before the world and all its troubles and everything else all came about, and all the sin and all the disruption and all the pain and all the hardship. Before any of that came, he said, I see them in Christ. I've chosen them in Christ. They're in Christ, they'll be fine. In Christ, they'll be steady. In Christ, they'll be secure and at peace. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So God the Father chooses us to live in him, in the unsearchable riches of Christ, blessed with every spiritual blessing, every blessing of the Holy Spirit, in the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Well, it would be wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, applaud him. Applaud him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The knowledge of the unsearchable riches of Christ comes by grace. The Apostle Paul said, I received it by grace. I'm telling you, I receive it by grace. I deserve nothing. I'm receiving by grace the unsearchable riches of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And we can all enjoy and receive together of the unsearchable riches of Christ. What's he done this morning? He's called us up to live with him. Because you see, when you're in a place of peace and security, you can now sort out everything that needs sorting out. You're not sorting something out from panic and fear and anxiety and upset. You're sorting everything out from a place of peace. Jesus, you and I are going to sit down together. We're going to have a look at all this together, and we're going to find the wisdom way to handle this. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. John will lead us now in breaking of bread, and you receive from him now.